Good morning, White Way listeners. I am Barbara Brennan. I thank Moilili Honganji for allowing me to share some thoughts with you today. Jodo Shinshu offers valuable lessons for us to wake up each day knowing that every day is a good day, to live life to the fullest. I have two grandsons who go to the temple for Dharma school with their parents. It reminds me when I took my son and daughter to Hawaii Betsuin so many years ago. As they grew into teenagers, it was not always easy to get them to rise and shine on a sunny morning. The temple was a welcoming place for them to grow and mature, to be part of a wonderful embracing sangha. This is the kind of environment that my grandsons are experiencing now. I enjoy reading stories to Kainoa, almost 7, and Kenji, 3.5. Stories open their minds and creates an appreciation and understanding of how they are interdependent and interconnected to all things, including themselves. Sometimes it is difficult for them to understand how they must care for each other. I often have to remind Kainoa that he is the big brother who needs to take care of Kenji. Of course, that is a challenge for both, as they are very competitive, especially when the two of them compete for the same things, whether doing puzzles, playing with Legos, or watching TV. The book Caring for Our World has become one of Kenji's favorite. When I ask what I can read for them, Kenji replies, "The one about caring." This book teaches about caring for the planet, the earth, the ocean, animals, insects, dogs and cats, plants and trees, etc., and how they can help take care of the earth. Another favorite is The Lion and the Bird, where a lion who lives alone finds an injured bird in his garden, so he takes it home and cares for it from spring, summer, fall, and winter, through the seasons. They become great friends during this time, with the bird sleeping in the lion's slipper and sharing his home. Soon the bird's wing heals and he is able to rejoin his family, flying south for the winter. The lion is sad and misses his friend. Then, as spring arrives, his friend returns to be with the lion once more. These stories reflect the Buddha's teachings about impermanence, compassion, kindness, taking care of the planet, being responsible. Kai enjoys reading The Diary of a Wimpy Kid, a novel in cartoons. The stories are about the everyday occurrences of a young boy. This book is enjoyed by young readers around the world in its simple cartoons and language, telling everyday stories and events in a child's life at school, at home, in the neighborhood. The stories are about sharing of feelings and challenges that all kids can relate to. The stories contain universal themes: friendship, silliness, ups and downs of sibling relationships, successes and failures, learning about patience, acceptance, and tolerance. Children and adults listen and learn about Jodo Shinshu Pure Land teachings, Buddha's teachings at the temple, reading in casual conversations also. The teachings are universal, non-discriminatory, and for everyone. There is no conflict of ideas. There are many ways to follow the Buddhist path. For Jodo Shinshu followers, we take Amida's path of love and acceptance just as we are. As members of Hawaii multi-spiritual community, we share in friendship and mutual respect with those of many other faiths: Muslim, Jewish, Christian, Quaker, Baha'i, and others. How lucky we live in Hawaii. We are very grateful to Shinran Shonin for showing us that it is through Amida's light, wisdom, and compassion that we can see ourselves better and become more thoughtful and mindful of each other through reciting the Nembutsu. The month of May is when Honganji temples celebrate our founder Shinran Shonin's birthday. Shinran was born in May of 1173, 846 years ago. Because of Shinran, we have a religion of gratitude, awareness, and self-reflection. Having an altar at home is an important way to experience and reflect on the Nembutsu, the three treasures of the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Going before the altar on a daily basis is an important practice of self-reflection and awareness that each day brings. As we light the candle, light the incense sticks, offer incense, and ring the bell, we express our gratitude for this precious life. I would like to share an excerpt from a message given by His Eminence Gomonshu Kojun Otani, the head of our Honganji faith. It is called The Pledge, which was presented at a remembrance service in Kyoto for Jodo Shinshu followers who passed away during last year. Our pledge: breaking out of my shell, I will share a warm smile and speak gentle words, just like the kind Buddha. Not becoming lost in my greed, anger, and ignorance, I shall think and act with an open mind, just like the calm and peaceful Buddha. Not putting myself first, I will share in the joy and sadness of others, just like the compassionate Buddha. Realizing the gift of life I have received, I shall strive to live each day to its fullest, like the Buddha who tirelessly works to liberate all. He goes on to say, in today's day and age, where it is said that the younger generations are distancing themselves from religion, it is his hope that these verses will be used during various engagements and gatherings. In Hawaii, we attend so many celebrations and events with family and friends, which give us the opportunity to take Gomonshu's message to heart. Let's not hesitate to show gratitude and understanding of others' faith and points of view. We can try to make the effort to share the Dharma with family and friends, not only by sharing the teachings through our words, but especially through our actions, how we treat our family, our friends, our neighbors. The teachings of gratitude and compassion can offer hope and happiness and awareness to so many who are suffering. We don't just want happiness for ourselves. We wish all beings be happy and to find peace. Through reciting the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, we are able to find our true selves. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.